This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 13th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Daily Ozarks, a movement in Fayetteville is urging residents to be kind to others, not just tomorrow, Valentine's, but all month and all year long.
Extremely cold temperatures and out-of-the-ordinary snowstorms have many wondering about climate change. We speak to a University of Arkansas researcher about global warming's effects on vegetation.
Plus, two renowned R&B divas perform in the region. Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up and more.
But first, Arkansas lawmakers yesterday heard the first concrete proposals that would alter the state's private option expansion of Medicaid. In a packed joint budget subcommittee meeting, legislators were presented with alternative plans to either apply tweaks to the health insurance program for low-income people or to gradually defund it altogether. Republican State Representative Nate Bell of MENA acknowledged the political divisions regarding the program. Bell presented a plan to bar the state from funding promotional efforts to get people enrolled in the program, which he said was a compromise.
The votes are almost certainly there to not pass the private option. The votes are almost certainly not there to pass a budget bill without the private option. That's an impasse, folks. Do we want to become D.C.?
A proposal presented by Republican Representative John Burris would seek waivers from the federal government on the requirement to provide non-emergency transportation to participants. But, Burris said, the particulars of that waiver are yet to be determined.
Nobody has all the answers, but we know that we don't want to provide, that we want to develop a state-specific plan to address it. And so that's what this waiver allows. Why it's significant is because one of the often debated points of the private option was the wraparound coverage. This, for all intents and purposes, is the only wraparound coverage that is required that we are offering to private option population. It's the only one, and we're getting a waiver to do it the way we want to do it.
Along with seeking the non-emergency transportation waiver, Burris's proposal seeks to widen the cost-sharing pool and create health savings accounts for participants. The Legislative Joint Budget Committee is to consider the proposals today.
And healthcare professionals from the Arkansas Delta are publicly supporting the private option as state legislators decide what to do. The Delta Grassroots Caucus, made up of political, business, and social leaders in regions around the Mississippi River, released a report Tuesday showing broad support from healthcare professionals in eastern Arkansas. Democratic State Representative Mark McElroy represents Deschutes County. He says thousands of people have been signing up for the private option in his district.
In our area, it's very rural and a lot of poverty, high poverty right there. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people that can't afford to pay, for hospital visits and things. And a lot of uncompensated care. And if this private option fails now, that I'm afraid it's going to devastate our rural hospitals.
He says the population of his region has been declining for many years, and more demand for health services would help support local medical centers.
Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin is asking Governor Mike Beebe to oppose a recent decision by the Arkansas Board of Corrections to spend millions of dollars to plan construction of a new prison. The 1,000-bed prison itself is estimated to cost $75 to $85 million to build. In a letter to the governor yesterday, Judge Griffin blamed misguided policies of the war on drugs for leading to the imprisonment of people who are not a threat to society.
People who have been convicted to state prisons, it's been documented, in recent years have been placed there because of nonviolent drug offenses. Then we would have room in our existing jails and prisons for violent offenders without having to spend millions of dollars on new prisons.
Griffin is asking Governor Beebe to impose a moratorium on new prison construction in Arkansas. He says money could be better spent helping treat people with addictions.
Republican Congressman Tim Griffin has confirmed this morning he will seek the office of Arkansas Lieutenant Governor. The announcement comes 4 months after he declared he wouldn't seek a third term in Congress in order to spend more time with his family. With Congressman Griffin entering the race, Republican State Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville bowed out of the Lieutenant Governor's race this morning and declared he'll instead seek re-election to House District 84. But the Republican primary for Lieutenant Governor will still be crowded, as State Representative Deborah Hobbs of Rogers yesterday announced she would also run for the office instead of seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Griffin and Hobbs joined State Representative Andy Mayberry of Hensley on the Republican side of the race, while former Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter remains the only Democrat who has declared a run for the Lieutenant Governor's office.
The University of Arkansas system ranks among the world's top 100 universities in terms of the number of U.S. utility patents received in 2012. The U of A announced yesterday that the National Academy of Inventors and the Intellectual Property Owners Association ranked the university system 48th on a list compiled from data collected from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The U of A system universities receive 34 patents for researchers' inventions, with 4 of those patents including inventors at the U of A Fayetteville, 20 patents including inventors at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, 9 patents for inventors at the UA Division System of Agriculture, 4 patents for inventors at UALR, and 2 patents including inventors for more than one UA system institution. The UA system was tied for its 48th place ranking with Arizona State University, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and Texas A&M.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be around 31. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs from 54 to 59. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows from the mid to upper 20s.